Macomb's public pool needs major repairs before it can open this summer. The state found several structural issues at Glenwood Pool during a routine inspection last fall. They include problems with its circulation, filtration, and drainage systems. Macomb Park District Executive Director Ray Peterson says some of the problems, like a broken chlorinator, can make swimming risky.
We really battled chlorine last year with trying to maintain a steady pH. And, you know, that is something that you don't want, wide swings and fluctuations in the chlorine in the swimming pool. So
the state will not allow the pool to open until the repairs are made. Peterson says the actual repair work will only take about 2 weeks, assuming the necessary parts and equipment are easily available. But he says work can't begin until the state approves the plans for the project.
You know, there are horror stories about how long some of this takes with the process at times. Now, the people doing this for us assure us that they have a good rapport with the state and the ability to get these approved relatively quickly, which may mean a couple weeks. If it means a couple months, it changes the entire calendar.
Initial estimates put the cost of repairs at $50,000, but Peterson says given the age of Glenwood Pool, it's likely more work is needed than meets the eye. The city of Macomb and the Park District will split the cost up to $75,000. If the price climbs higher than that, it could trigger Glenwood Pool's permanent closure. Mayor Mike Inman says repairs should be done because Glenwood is the only public pool in Macomb.
And therefore, this seems reasonable to invest that $35,000 in maintaining it.
The city council voted to proceed with repairs, although Alderman Tom Cook questioned whether it's worth the expense because pool attendance is declining. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-State's Public Radio News.